Pushkin.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10x points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You might remember back in December 2022, right around the time crypto founder Sam Bankman-Fried was arrested in the Bahamas. He was charged with various financial crimes, and we also saw a lot of headlines about his political donations, headlines with very large numbers attached to them. CBS News reported one of those stories.
The crypto entrepreneur made about $40 million in political donations in the 2022 election cycle.
So why do I care about this now? I spent an awful lot of time with Sam Bankman-Fried as I reported my next book because he sits right in the middle of it. And whatever you think about how he made his money, his eagerness to give large chunks of it away was fascinating. But the contributions to political causes and candidates is turning out to be yet another area where he's now in trouble. And all those politicians he gave money to, they might have to give it back. From Against the Rules, this is On Background. I'm Michael Lewis. In order to understand the mess that Sam Bankman-Fried is in, I need to know a lot more about the world of campaign finance law. That world's changed in the last decade. In 2010, the Supreme Court made a controversial ruling in a case called Citizens United. Basically, the ruling said that corporations and other groups can spend as much money as they want to on elections. Citizens United also spawned the creation of powerful political action committees called super PACs and so-called dark money, nonprofits that don't disclose their donors. It's a tangled web, and I need a guide. That's where Jordan Libowitz comes in. He's communications director for the Center for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, a campaign finance watchdog group. When Sam Bankman-Fried set up his own super PAC, it was called Protect Our Future, it quickly became one of the biggest political donors around, and Jordan Libowitz took notice. He's been watching Sam Bankman-Fried even longer than I have. When did he come on your radar screen? Like, when did you first start paying attention to him?
So there were articles midway through the 2020 cycle about this new donor who no one had ever heard of spending huge amounts of money and pledging to be one of the biggest donors in the election. Anytime someone is spending huge amounts of money, that raises our eyebrows. But crypto was still very, very new to us then. We didn't see crypto influence building for another couple years. Mm-hmm. But it was just, here's this guy who got rich and he's spending a lot of money. You know, it's a name we recognize. It wasn't until FTX blew up that we've really started paying attention to him.
Do you notice any patterns in his giving? Like, I'd love to hear kind of what campaigns he specifically gave to, but more generally, were there any patterns to the campaigns he was giving to?
The first thing is that the giving was more ideological than political. These are helping pro-crypto candidates or ones that could be beneficial to his business later on. The second thing is he seemed to concentrate much more in primaries. A lot of elections in this country, the general election is not particularly competitive, thanks in part to gerrymandering or to just the way states are. The actual election to decide is the primary. So when we talk about him as this massive Democratic donor, most of his money was going to influence Democratic primaries that we know about, as opposed to helping Democrats beat Republicans.
And in those primaries, what was he looking for in candidates?
So he had this idea of what the future should look like. We know that regulation and laws around cryptocurrency are coming. Who is going to be voting on that? Who's going to be casting the deciding vote? Finding people who are likely to be friendly and then supporting them in primaries to make sure they are in Congress.
You have a sense of how much money he poured into this?
So the PAC itself was 20-something million, I think 23 million. Mm-hmm. And then I think he did at least another 10 million on top of that. But then if he was also doing just as much through dark money, we're talking about 60-70 million, which puts him easily in the top 3, 4, 5 biggest spenders in the country.
Along with who?
Names like, you know, George Soros, Sheldon Adelson, the Ulines, the Kochs. Those are the kind of the big families of money.
So he was playing at that level.
Yes.
It's kind of amazing.
What's really amazing is those other names I named, decades in politics and decades in political spending. He came out of nowhere.
Can we just back up a minute here? Talk me through all these campaign finance terms like dark money and PACs. I'd like a little like campaign finance 101.
So normally when you're giving to campaigns, there's a limit the FEC sets, the Federal Election Commission. And right now that's $3,300 per election if you're giving to a candidate, more towards other organizations.
And where does that amount come from? It's kind of arbitrary. Why can't I just give anything I want?
So they set a fairly low limit, and then it's indexed to inflation. Mm-hmm. So there was actually a big boost for this cycle of, I think, $400 per election. But generally, it's to limit the idea of you being able to just go out and buy an election.
Right.
But then we get these decisions, starting with Citizens United and Speech Now versus the FEC, which essentially say, look, freedom of speech prohibits the government from limiting how money can be spent to influence elections, and opened up corporations and unions and nonprofits to give money or to spend money. You have a political action committee or a PAC, which has a higher limit. It's $5,000 a year and has more regulations. Then you have what's now known as a super PAC, which you can give an unlimited amount to, with the two limits being that the super PAC can't give that money then directly to a candidate, and it can't coordinate its spending with the candidate.
So there's still limits on direct giving by corporations,
right,
and individuals directly to the campaign.
Exactly.
But there's no limit on doing whatever you want with money to help the campaign without colluding with it.
Right. Now, it's going to get murkier. After Citizens United allowed nonprofit organizations to spend unlimited, you have 501c4 groups, which are known as social welfare organizations. they're allowed to spend money on politics as long as it's not their primary purpose. So as long as it's less than 50% of their budget. Unlike all the political groups I just named, they don't have to actually disclose anything to the FEC. So the money coming in is a complete mystery where it's from.
And it can do everything that a super PAC can do?
Right. Exactly. It doesn't have limits.
So why would anybody have a super PAC if they were trying to disguise what they were doing?
Exactly. Well, you're not supposed to be disguising what you're doing. All of this is done more or less with a wink and a nudge. You don't say that I'm giving you this money for the election, because that would make it a political donation, and they can't take political donations. What they can do is give money to politics. So let's say I want to help your campaign for Senate, and I want to spend millions of dollars to do so. I'm going to write a check for $2 million to a dark money group and tell them, you know, this is because I support your mission. Go out and do what you want with it. They can then spend that $2 million on ads that will help you. But as long as I am not saying, hey, I want you to spend this money to help him, then we're in the clear. And that's a problem.
Okay. So since 2010, if I, billionaire, want to go try to buy a Senate seat for someone without anybody being able to see my money, I give it to you, Dark Money Group, with a wink and a nod, and you go and buy as much political ads or whatever as you want with that. And nobody will know where your money came from. That's good.
Right. The 501c4 group needs to disclose its donors to the IRS.
Yep.
But there's not that overlap between the IRS and the FEC.
And the IRS not going to disclose it publicly.
Right. And because you're just writing this check for general purposes, you're in the clear. And it gets even more of an issue in that to make a political donation, you can't be a foreign national writing a check from another country. But a dark money group can take that.
Legally? The Saudis could put $1 billion into a dark money fund and without, as long as they didn't tell them what to do with it, and the dark money fund can go and buy elections.
So they're not supposed to spend any foreign money on elections, but could it be happening? Absolutely.
That would be illegal.
Incredibly illegal.
Sure. But what's done legally is what's amazing. I mean, there are two thoughts, now that you've explained this to me, that popped to mind, is that one, if this is true, that I can get the same results from a dark money group as I can from a super PAC with my money, the only reason I'd go with the super PAC is if I wanted everybody to know that I was giving the money.
Exactly.
Otherwise, I would, and maybe I would, maybe I'd want like the senator who I get elected to know it was my money. But it would be positively advertising the fact. But otherwise, I just wouldn't do that. I would go with this this other entity. The second thing that like this has bewildered me for a long time since the Citizens United decision is, given how easy it is to get money into politics, unlimited sums of money into politics, to influence elections without anybody knowing where the money came from. It's amazing how little money there is in politics. If you'd have told me in 2005 that these laws were going to change, I'd have thought in a presidential election cycle, $100 billion would be spent on Senate, on congressional seats in the presidential election. But it's nothing like that. Is that a weird reaction, or do you agree with that?
The big, big cost is TV ads. There's a limit to the number of ads you can run.
Right.
But generally, the very, very rich do not necessarily want to spend all their money on one election.
Right. So the limiting factor isn't the money. The limiting factor is the effect the money can have.
Right.
So given that it's so easy to legally hide your campaign contributions and give unlimited sums of money to help the candidates of your choice, How is it even possible to break the law? Or why would anybody break the law?
Sloppiness. It's very easy to hide these things and to get away with it. You have a designated group that is run by someone you know who is going to spend the money the way you want it, and you give them the money and they do it and your hands are clean. What you don't do is say the quiet part out loud. You don't say,
right,
I am doing this and I am breaking the law.
I'm laughing because, as we'll hear after the break, Sam Bankman-Fried did say the quiet part out loud. Of course he did. On Background, we'll be right back.
As listeners of this show, you probably consider yourself pretty smart. But how smart is your wallet? When you're looking to upgrade your wallet, it's time to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert teams of nerds have the financial smarts to help you find the right financial products for you. Before NerdWallet, you might have paid for vacations with whatever was in your wallet, but you could have been missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. Now you can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at tmobile.com/now.
I'm back with Jordan Leibowitz of the Center for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. All right, so let's talk about Sam Bankman-Fried, who is among the 742 things he's accused of is making illegal campaign contributions. What do we know about them? I actually, even though I've been marinating in this world for 18 months, I haven't paid that much attention to his political life. So you're probably going to educate me.
So there are actually two kinds of illegal political activity with Sam Bankman-Fried. So the first one is something called contributions in the name of another. When you give money, there's one really, really important rule, and that is it has to be your money. So what he is accused of doing is taking money that just people had put in their accounts in the business.
So it's messy, and it looks like you can accuse him of using other people's money to make campaign contributions.
Right.
Does that happen? How often have you seen that?
Like taking money out of a business to do this? Pretty much never. This was a new one for me.
So this is a new one. But I'm just, this, what about the general idea of, like, I don't know, raiding your grandmother's bank account and stealing it and giving it to a politician? Has anybody ever been put in jail for taking other people's money and giving it to politicians?
So I remember there was one some years ago where basically a guy used his wife's money and tried to hide it so she wouldn't know. And he just admitted it, paid a fine. There's things like that, like contribution in the name of another is sometimes, you know, I'm going to give a bunch of people money to make donations. And then, you know, all my family and then all your family gave maximum donations, but it was really my money to begin with. This is the opposite of that.
This is, but what you're saying is it's such a rare thing, and probably because people never care enough about a politician to steal money from others for them.
Yeah, it's definitely not something we see every day.
Yeah, right.
So he, in an interview, talked about how, while he had given 30-some-odd million to Democrats, he gave pretty much the same thing through dark money donations to Republicans to hide that he was giving to Democrats and Republicans. He wanted to be seen just as the Democrat guy, but he was doing these hidden dark money donations to hide that it was coming from him. And the two rules, again, are that you can't do it explicitly tabbed for the politics, and you can't do it to hide that it came from you. And he just went out and said that, yeah, hi, I did both of those things.
So his crime is confessing it.
I mean, the crime is doing it, but yeah. He would have gotten away with it hypothetically pretty easily. There's a decent chance that it could come out in the course of a prosecution, as we see where money went. But yeah, essentially, we would have not known about this kind of thing if he did not say it to the press that he was doing it.
How often do people go to jail for campaign finance contributions? Not taking campaign finance money and like using it for other purposes, but how often do donors go to jail for how they've given the money?
Very rarely. It's not something the DOJ tends to bring just on its own.
They use it to season the dish.
Right.
Just to make it look like there's more things this person did.
The prosecutions we tend to see are usually for the misuse of money after it's been given.
On Background, we'll be right back.
As listeners of this show, you probably consider yourself pretty smart. But how smart is your wallet? When you're looking to upgrade your wallet, it's time to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert teams of nerds have the financial smarts to help you find the right financial products for you. Before NerdWallet, you might have paid for vacations with whatever was in your wallet, but you could have been missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. Now you can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
I'm back with Jordan Leibowitz. We're now in the situation where the people running the bankruptcy at FTX are making the case that you just made a little earlier, that the money he gave away wasn't his money, it was the customer's money. And so the candidates who receive this money need to give it back. And first, have you ever seen that situation where campaign contributions get clawed back?
So clawed back is something we don't see very often at all, but is a thing that's likely going to happen in this case. If it is an illegal contribution and found to be one, I believe the FEC rules are you have 30 days to give it back or to try to get it to the original person.
So he could only give a few thousand dollars directly to the candidate.
Right.
So the big money was, you know, in a dark money entity that the candidate theoretically had nothing to do with that was helping the candidate without the candidate knowing how.
Or to the PACs.
Or the PACs.
He gave tons to PACs.
But those super PACs presumably can like vanish overnight and reappear as something else. I mean, it seems to me like if I had a super PAC that had spent $10 million of Sam Bankman-Fried's money and it looked like I was going to now have to give it back, I might just close the super PAC.
Yeah, that is a real problem that we have. It's kind of playing whack-a-mole.
Yes.
That we will find a dark money group that has violated the law, file a complaint, and then they've already, you know, spent all their money. They've shut down shop. They've said, we no longer exist. We are no longer an entity. And they'll go start up another one in another state, do it again. By the time, you know, we can find them, they've shut down, keep moving.
Right. So it just seems highly unlikely to me that this money is going to come back.
If he gave it to, I know he made major donations to the political action committees that back Democrats in the House and Senate.
Yep.
Those are not going anywhere. Those are not the fly-by-night organizations. Those are the big players. So they're going to be on the hook.
Oh, that's interesting. So they're stuck.
Right.
Your organization, Crew.
Yeah.
Filed an FEC complaint against SBF in late November. Can you explain that, like why and what response you've gotten and where it might lead?
Right. So our complaint was about the dark money, that he had said that he had given this, that he had directed it specifically for certain Republicans, and that he did it to hide his name.
Which is really silly if he's going to go tell everybody that he's done it. Why? It doesn't really scan this crime.
Right. So we're asking the FEC to investigate. We haven't really heard anything, but the FEC moves at glacial pace. So we won't for a while. They have to investigate it, then there are votes and there are more investigations. So it'll take a while. But basically, two things can come out of it. One, fines of some sort obviously will not be to the level of, you know, the money he was playing with, but also being able to see a full accounting of how much money this was and where it went. The way to fight dark money is to bring it out into the open. The whole idea is hiding it. So being able to say, hey, he actually spent this much money through these groups to help these people. It's about transparency. And right, that's what we're working for here.
But it's not going to change the system.
No, we need Congress to change the system.
Because the system still is, the laws are still in place to, if you're just more, a little more clever about it, you do this and no one will ever know. It's this interesting thing about the game, sort of like what the game is now with dark money. Like who... Or let's assume that Democrats get as smart at using it as Republicans.
Oh, I think they're there now.
Okay, they're there now. So, but then it may become something that incumbents like more than challengers.
You know, that is the problem of having incumbents be the ones who write the laws, because this definitely benefits incumbents.
Right.
Where we're seeing a lot of bipartisan outrage is there's been a lot of dark money campaigning around Supreme Court nominations. And for the first time, when Biden announced his pick, there was a dark money operation ready to back it. And there were a lot of outraged Republicans. Now, there was the same kind of thing on the other side a couple years earlier. But no one really likes it when there are tens and hundreds of millions of dollars being spent against what you want.
Yeah.
So the hope is that, you know, we can find a happy medium where enough members of Congress are just done with this and want this influence out of politics.
Okay. How do you feel? This is a very woolly-minded question, but how do you feel about Sam Bankman-Fried? You've been sitting in this world of people doing kind of nefarious things with dollars in politics. Like on your outrage meter, what does he score?
oh, I love him. I want them all to be like him and be that sloppy and that outrageous that everyone is angry at him and he just admits to things. Please, more Sam Bankman-Fried, less people that are running it through, you know, complex webs of LLCs and 501c4 groups and just moving the money between them in ways that makes, you know, you need a forensic anthropologist to like figure out just where the money is coming from and going to. Give me a guy who's like, yeah, I'm spending a bunch of money and I'm also doing some of it illegally.
He's kind of parodying the system.
Yeah, and that's because the system as it exists is fairly ridiculous. You know, he is the political spender America deserves after the, putting the system into place. But also, because he's so outrageous, people get angry about it. And that's what we need, people to get angry about this kind of thing. We want and need people to be putting pressure to make change because it's not going to happen without that. And if it takes, you know, some crypto bros doing some ridiculous things to get us there, then that's what gets us there.
So Sam Bankman-Fried making America great again.
Intentionally or unintentionally?
I'll thank him for you.
I don't think he'd be that appreciative.
Jordan Leibowitz is the communications director for the Center for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Let's end today by answering a question from one of our listeners. Here's one from Reuven Lerner. He writes, I've been a cryptocurrency skeptic for a long time, but there are, as you've said, real true believers. Have the FTX and other crypto collapses led anyone to abandon their belief that it's good and practical? Not because they've lost their money necessarily, but because they now see how high the hurdles are to it working. So in general, this is a funny, it's a funny question. In general, I have found in my life, people don't change their beliefs. They do everything they can to avoid changing their beliefs. And especially as when they're as dug in as people are on crypto, that the crypto people are all religionists. They're different religions. There's the Bitcoin religion and the Ethereum religion and the Ripple religion and all that. And they can be at war with each other. But once they kind of have their position, it's hard to change. However, I'll give you a funny exception. Several of the people who work for FTX and who were true believers, when it all blew up, have decided that crypto is all bullshit. And it's like some spell was broken. And I think maybe it helps to lose all $50 million of the dollars you thought you had, but something happened in them. And it was quite noticeable. Anyway, I noticed it because I'm so used to people never changing what they believe. So there are three of them. So I know three people who've changed their beliefs. Reuven has identified yet another error of mine. And here's what he has to say in a postscript. Please stop saying backslash in URLs. The slash leaning to the right is a slash, but leaning left is a backslash. I know I'm pedantic. So this isn't my fault. This is the producer's fault. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about, but they're supposed to stop me when I don't know what I'm talking about, and they didn't do it. So we will not do that again. And it's easier to say slash, so you saved us a syllable for the rest of our lives. Thank you, Reuven. On Background is hosted by me, Michael Lewis, and produced by Catherine Girardeau and Lydia Jean Cott. Our editor is Julia Barton. Our engineer is Sarah Brugger. Thanks to our SVP of production, Greta Cohn. Our show is recorded by Topher Ruth at Berkeley Advanced Media Studios. Our music was composed by Matthias Bossi and John Evans of Stellwagen Symphonette. My old friend Nick Bertel composed our theme song. On Background is a production of Pushkin Industries. Don't forget that we have a website, atrpodcast.com, in case you want to send me a question or a complaint or anything at all. I'll read the questions, I won't read the complaints. That's atrpodcast.com. To find more Pushkin podcasts, listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to listen ad-free and learn about other exclusive offerings, don't forget to sign up for a Pushkin Plus subscription at pushkin.fm/plus or on our Apple show page.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10x points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.